The acceptability of romantic friendship was not unbounded, however. Contemporaries could accuse women of lesbianism in the 19th century, while female couples could still be seen as perfectly innocent well into the more sexually aware 20th century. Class and professional status could, however, protect women from criticism. Moreover, women who combined romantic friendships with spinsterhood were vulnerable to criticism and accusation in ways that women who conducted passionate friendships alongside marriage were not. Younger women were also more immune to accusation in the way that older women were not. And this demonstrates, I think, that attitudes to romantic friendships and female marriages varied, and individuals were able to develop a personal sense of identity.